This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today we're speaking with Megan Adolph, a health and wellness expert that has over 18,000 followers on Instagram. She's the founder of Holistic Wonders, a wellness brand that inspires others to prioritize physical and emotional fitness through healthy lifestyle routines, nutrition, nature, and venture on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and other digital channels. And Megan, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, you're certainly more than welcome and really appreciate your time as well. So tell us, Megan, how can businesses in the health and wellness space use social media to grow their business? And how do they create content that potential customers want to see?
Yeah, so the best way for health and wellness companies to get attention on social media is to create and share educational content. But don't let the term educational content scare you or anything like that. You don't have to go create an online course or spend a lot of money. Think of it more as something that's going to answer your buyer's most common questions. So whenever it comes to sharing on social media, educational content can look like a simple image with a brand's colors and logo, or it can even just be a short video.
You just made it so simple. I'm sure you've inspired someone already to take advantage of that information and insight and advice you just shared. Tell me, what if a company has trouble creating educational content? Is there a strategy or a guide that can help them get ideas?
Honestly, it all comes down to creating something that the audience will find interesting. Most companies publish helpful content on their blog and then promote it on their social media channels. And it actually works well because social media leads people back to your website and online store. But if your company doesn't have a blog or an FAQ section to promote, I would definitely recommend talking to the customer service or sales team because they're going to be the first line of contact for potential customers. And they'll give you access to questions that your audience can relate to and things that they'll find helpful.
Now, here's a question for you as well. If our listeners want to see an example of a health and wellness company that's using social media correctly, which company should they check out on Facebook or Instagram?
So I have several, but I would definitely say that Zuma Nutrition provides excellent use of educational content. Their Instagram feed is packed with simple to read facts on nutrition and gut health. And I also really like their strategy with paid ads on Facebook. Whenever I originally started working with them, they ran a Facebook sponsored post to share the news about a recent change at their company. So in order for them to support clean ocean initiatives, they actually changed all of their own containers from plastic to glass and then announced that change with a sponsored post. So I thought it was super cool that they paid for ads to showcase their company's vibe and action by actually contributing to reducing human impact on our environment.
Certainly do appreciate that recommendation. Most helpful today. We're speaking with Megan Adolph, a health and wellness expert, who is the founder of Holistic Wonders, a wellness brand that inspires others to prioritize physical and emotional fitness through healthy lifestyle routines, nutrition, nature, and adventure on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and other digital channels here on eHealth Radio's health and wellness channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, Megan, does Zuma Nutrition use influencers in social media marketing? What have you seen on their end?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Zuma Nutrition uses influencers to promote their brand on social media. I actually promote Zuma by sharing their overall mission with my audience and the many benefits of different products that they produce. I'm very supportive of their company and I fully stand behind the quality of their products and their mission to positively impact our planet. I know that Zuma and their influencers are always posting a ton of educational content. Sometimes it's a Q&A post where the image will contain a question and then they'll invite people to comment with answers. Other times it might be a photo of a product and a voiceover or a short video that tells people about the benefits or what makes that specific product special or unique. I think that both of those options work great because no matter when people discover the post, it's going to be relevant. And the new comments can actually help revive an older post.
Now, Megan, for audience members who aren't familiar with social media influencers, can you tell us what a social media influencer is and how health and wellness companies work with influencers?
For sure. So basically, a social media influencer is someone who has in-depth knowledge or training in a specific niche, and they also have a large engaged audience on social media. So social media influencers can act as brand ambassadors, reporters, or affiliates for a specific product, service, or event. And the form of payment is obviously going to vary, but Some companies pay per post, some give away free products and pay for sponsored review placements, and others have affiliate programs that pay commissions driving sales or event attendees. A ton of these companies are actually starting to use influencers more because we connect our audiences with brands much faster than traditional marketing methods. And it's really growing in popularity and gaining trust from top-rated brands like Chopra, which is an integrative health website and app that was actually founded by Deepak Chopra, as well as MindBody Green, which is a huge lifestyle media brand. So if you're wanting to connect with influencers, companies should look for partner pages or media packages on the influencer's website. If you have a marketing agency that's managing social media for your company, you can ask them about using an influencer platform or software. Those kinds of tools can connect your company with dozens of influencers at once. So it's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. And Megan, thanks so much for your insight, feedback in those regards. Before you go in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, or anything else you'd like to mention along the lines of our conversation today?
I would say just get out there and start doing something. I feel like influencers are really the new age here and can really help grow your business a lot quicker and can be really beneficial for your company. So just get out there and have fun with it.
And there you have it. And Megan, if listeners wanted to connect with you and get more information on Holistic Wonders, where's the best place online to do so?
You can go to any of my social media channels. They're all going to be Holistic Wonders, WHOLISTICWANDERS. Or you can go to my website, which is www.holisticwanders.com.
And of course, listeners, will include these links within the show notes of this broadcast. Megan, all the best. Thanks so much for your time and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks for having me, and I appreciate being on it.
Hey, you're more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Megan Adolph, a health and wellness expert who is the founder of Holistic Wonders, a wellness brand that inspires others to prioritize physical and emotional fitness through healthy lifestyle routines, nutrition, nature, and adventure on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and other digital channels. And for further details, visit holisticwonders.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.